When my fist clenches, crack it open before I use it and lose my cool. If I smile, there'll be some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool.
The wrong machine. It's probably my
mind. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I deliver kids in your blanket, keep me warm and let me wear your coat.
To be the sad man behind the walls.
All right.
Thanks.
Necessity. There is the bell-shaped manuscript. There is a manuscript, bell-shaped, and now chimes. Chimes swinging, chimes rusting, chimes swinging and running, chimes increasingly invisible. Chimes singing now, death notes, working the mechanisms of time. Rusting, singing, more vital, less invisible. Resurrection now, settle in, friends, are you ready? One. He said, entropy is the boa constrictor of reality, and played an E major 7th chord, smiling and grim. I looked at her, placidity's pinkest smile, weightless silence. She felt no doubt, no interest, no need. Crowds are unnecessary, was what he meant. Bass guitar speak, frowning biblical dialect. I trusted her, smiling weightless silence. Two. He said, entropy abhors creativity, and offered me a tab and a pill and a sandwich and a prayer. I looked at her and she was more apparent than ever. I looked at her and she was not a yes, she was a now. So now I'm crowded with voices, lousy with doubt, lousy with hope. If there's a song in me, I'm too fucked to know. Three, he said entropy equals Satan and went on looking at the sky where now I saw holes of hope and he didn't. I looked at her and she was gone. She was gone and I wouldn't find her, now or ever. I had failed. There is no sky. There are no doubts. There is a God fluttering in our hands. There is morning dew. There are chimes. Four. He said entropy sucks and cracked open his beer and walked back into the house. I wondered where she was. I knew that somewhere she danced. I was immolation, loud and brief. Just drinking a beer with the wasting night. Now, just lying on the lawn, singing, just lying to myself. Five. He said God doesn't like entropy and neither do I, and he started drinking, too, burning, convincing. I wanted her back, whatever way. I was a whore now, beaten. I was a train beyond timetables and tracks. Lying to myself, lying on the lawn, a whore beneath the fragment sky. Take me, take me, take me. Six. He said, organize particles as beautifully as possible, and he warned me I was not a gone challenge. She's beyond particles, gone girl god, beyond sky, now thickening, now descending. She, lights, release. Holes in the sky thickening, I'm ready. The cosmic mind thick and tough, I'm ready. Spirits, galaxial ocean, soft, I'm ready. Seventh, he said entropy hates when you do this and watched a local college drunk point a stained finger at me. The sky recedes and I am restless in the grass, but the sky is broken, pieces are falling. She hits me again, again, thudding, smiling. The sin in this world is world enjoyed. I am burned, naked, become her ruby virgin. A nightgown floats away, a pink, wordy smoke. Eight. She said, everybody's selling out to entropy. Are you selling out too cheaply? And disappeared. Nobody was left in the yard. Not Jeremiah, not Mary Muse, not even Joe Gin Blossom College. I failed to sing in the language of sky. Too eager, too ego. Time, I guess, to go inside. Nine. He said, the more you fight it, the more it fights you. No, really, had written this on his wall. Wanting her back is not about time or space. Eros, mortality. She is blood. She is song. She is cosmos. I am following in the carnal wind her dancing causes. She has become my pink cheek theism. Resurrection now, are you listening to me? Am I? Resurrection now, chimes and manuscripts, singing bells at dusk, memories of great buzzes and evaporating forests, of omnipotent kisses and shadowy hands before. Resurrection now, are you ready? Hung up on the beam, buried in the hill, trapped in the
like Michael Jordan, and he's got it.
Burned alive with an electric light.
Yes.
God is golden in your mouth and you are chewing, but more.
It's like Michael Jordan, when he's got it.
Shines in the desert. Manuscript pops from night.
Reyes got it back.
Shut up.
Don't hold back. Go easy on the furniture, please.
You got me out. I'll let you read. Sorry.
Go resurrection on. Now. Chimes in the desert. Manuscripts tossed from night trains.
Yes.
Bound for the west, passing a carriage bearing your soul going east. No wheels, no horses, no driver. Careening sparks, levitating attention, girl gods and flailing hearts. 10. Yes. He said we're all agents of entropy and offered me a pipe, smiling, my friend. She is not really gone. She is waiting in my cavern of shadows. She is nude, humming, watching me. The dead sing about the eyes of the world and I am tripping. I am crying. I am mud uncertainty. I am shit nothing. 11. He picked up his guitar and strummed an E major 7th chord by way of next point. He watches me listen. She holds me in my cave and her arms amongst her skin, still humming. I want to say, I will be her pink gown. 12. He said, we're here to fight entropy, and he lit a cigarette and he began to shut down his many machines. She said, you cannot be my pink gown. You must be my manuscript. You know this. I must be your chimes. You know this. I know this, my girl god. You are absent, my girl god, tonight. But I hear your chimes, my love, and my manuscript replies. 13. He said, beauty annoys entropy, and pointed at my manuscript, and his guitar rang out E major 7th. She is always leaving me the way the night always leaves, the way my dreams squeeze my heart and leave. I know I am emptying. I know I am changing. I know I am transforming. I am filling up with you. Resurrection now, the pines and the street lamps have long known, the spirits in the cemetery too. Resurrection now, you are the eyes of the world, you are bells, you are ringing louder every day. Resurrection now, there's nothing else left to do, you're rising, pay attention, you're rising. Resurrection now, the lights in every street, empty street are singing it, noise and symphonies, badgers and rocks. Resurrection now. No need to drink or to drop or to dose or to shoot or to point. Resurrection now, the big bang in your chest is trying to tell. Eliminate the unnecessary. Resurrection now, practice singing naked undifferentiation. Love thy neighbors as thyself. Drink him up, suck her down. 14. He said, our value isn't how entropic we are. Tossed me a blanket, left me in darkness. I'm in bed now. I'm in a coffin now. I close my eyes. Dream past psychedelia. I am waiting for the chimes. The road toward dawn appears. The sunrise is pink, laughs, sings my name. I am young again. I will find her. I begin to run. The end.
Alright,
thank you, Ray.
I haven't seen you like that in ages.
Thank you.
We should begin this fling with our newest friend, our newest appearance, and that would be with Mr. Chacon. So
I'm an it now?
No, I didn't mean to call you an it. I meant your reading
is
an it. You are the he reading the it. So please begin the fling if you would.
Just and one poem, right?
Yeah, we're going to go round in circles, like the song. Spell it out.
It's called Along the Midway, and it's on one of my New Jersey theme poems. They're always here. One howls with his red check bow tie and straw hat beside me, as if to preach in a gypsy gospel. He spins his cane, whips his eyes upon a small child, his saliva flying, then to a small flock of foreigners. His song echoes off the spinning wheels, screams down the boards, and curls out over the salt sea. Brokering our luck for him is ritual, a dance of mockery and sail on a minuscule chance, catcalls for dollar bets. How can I hold out? as his sideshow sidekick ushers with hooked cane, two slipping through the fold of a tent where a cotton candy dreams release into a pool of illusion. Another wears a crown of fluorescent light as swords disappear within his belly. Waving and flailing, he accepts the change, screams and cries, yelps from the dog woman, once the flower of a distant land, once the apple of the ape man's eye. So polished now, no blood flows anymore down his wrinkled neck. Even out beyond the moonlit surf, I can see his sword and sheen floating high into the heavens, splitting a new crevice of star and moon. And this little one, such beautiful folly, tugs at my shirt, clawing and skipping behind, wearing his pointed shoes and bell-decked cap. He haunts the dark of the tent, shunned by pier dwellers, now happy in his Eden, a master of wrath, coaxing giggles and silly insanity. He leaps upon my back when he sees me quicken my step, and when he sees the fear in my eyes, he leans down into my ear, his feet dangling at my waist, and squeakily whispers into my skull, "I know you, yes, yes, I know you."
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh,
good baby. I like that spirit attempt or something.
Yeah. All right. All right, this is called Young Torso at Repose in Old Dream House. She is learning the language of Spanish moss, guided and formed by gurus replacing visions of light with knowledge of words. She'll soon tell time by the Spanish moss, free moments ticking in the wind now. Her streets are forming, named days and nights now. She's preparing her first gown of Spanish moss, mirrors disguised as hands and eyes follow the wind. Spanish moss growing from her smiles and dreams, not enough yet to harness and choke. Spanish moss pretty, she's still a virgin and lovely. Spanish moss a language, but more edict than rhyme.
What's that about?
Spanish moss is something I encountered when I was down south visiting Georgia. It's this sort of hanging kind of stuff that hangs on trees, and it sucks off them, but it's not attached. And eventually it chokes them out if there's enough of it. It's bizarre.
I was wondering what inspired you to write that.
So I was thinking about a virgin being beset upon by the world, and I was thinking of Spanish moss.
Because I had the whole thing, I forgot the whole thing. And now, I'm serious. But I'm a true 70s reject.
Yes.
We forget the whole thing. That's why we are. We forget the whole thing. I'm serious. I had something great.
Okay.
But now I've got to come up with the whole thing all over again. Let me try and come up with something new. Just give me a second. 70s people are slower than everybody else. They are. Real hippies are slow. I'm serious. I deal with it. My wife's one of them. Everybody else is too. Let me try to come out with something. Just give me a second. Wow. Maybe I'm an Eastern spirituality. I've got two true blank. Anything.
Egolessness.
Yeah, egolessness. Yes, isn't that a great thing? Beyond the egolessness of the world, I stand. Beyond the bullshit of the world, I stand. I pursue the heaven that lies before me. The heaven lies before me. I pursue with longing steps, I pursue. I pursue the true blindness, because what is, and what is not, is not. And what is not for me. If I could just forget the things that happened tomorrow, and the things that happened before, if I could just live, forget the things of yesterday, and forget the things of tomorrow, and just live for today, then maybe I could become myself. If I could just Just be myself. Just be myself for today. Then maybe I would have egolessness. Then maybe I would understand. Then maybe I would understand today. Then maybe I would understand tomorrow. If I could only live for today, maybe I would see. Then maybe I would pursue peace. Then maybe I would pursue love. Because together, if we could live just for today, if we could live just for today, then maybe we together could forget about tomorrow. We can forget about all the things that worry us about tomorrow. Then maybe we could just think for today. And then together, we could march. Yes, we could march. We could march for peace. And we could march for love. And we could march. And we could live just for today. Because we're so goddamn stoned that we don't know what the hell tomorrow is. Amen.
Yes, wonderful. Wonderful, that was great.
I had something else to say.
That was great.
That was
wonderful. That was great.
Yes.
Jim, it's your turn.
Thank you. Whatever the hell else I had to say.
That was wonderful.
I forgot.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, that was.
I loved it.
Yeah, thank you. That was my little take on Joe Shock. That was my little Joe Shock.
It was good.
Thank you.
We got a reservoir of dreams, but it's not all as it seems, forever and ever. I got a reservoir of dreams, I mean that not all is as it seems. We got a reservoir of love, that's all that I can think of, showing a better way to think of love. Slipping out of his green like a squirrel and singing out loud again. He gets his food up in the air. No need to come down and touch the ground. He gets all he needs up in the air. I don't get nothing down here anyway, so I don't care. I'm slipping out of the mainstream. I'm part of him. And it scares me. I'm slipping out of the mainstream. In and out of the mainstream. In and out of the mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah. MS. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Pause the fling. Mid fling, about to fling. Fling.
Fling that.
Yeah, he's gotta fling that before you fling this.
Mr. B.
Hi. Well, it's competing interest. You know, the thing about it is it must look both
ways.
You know, we have competing interests to deal with.
We do.
The world is there.
Yeah.
GNP is there. You know, they deal with us. They have their demands upon us. You know what I mean? The mainstream has its demand upon us. And the fact of the matter is that we also have our desire to do art, to do rock and roll, to pursue the spiritual life. Those are other things. It all has to form one unity.
Mark, the mainstream is a fucking illusion. Do you understand this? It's an illusion.
No, it's not just an illusion.
Fuck it.
No, it's not just an illusion.
The mainstream is what comes out of my ass every morning.
No, it's not that simple.
After having eaten a pizza the night before.
No, it's not that simple. No.
Yes.
part of the spiritual whole.
It is.
Yeah.
Part of the spiritual whole.
Yeah, it's however, part of the spiritual whole,
however,
all right?
It's only a part.
Yeah.
Only a part. However, if you don't want to live there, you don't have to.
I've left the main street part. I'm gone.
You don't have to live there.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm basically mainstream, but it's also something you have to work on.
The mainstream is a giant fucking mouth that will consume you if you don't get the fuck out of it.
The mainstream is a dry nun's cunt.
However, if you want to make the world work, if you want to make it, if you want to save the world, you've got to do it. Sweet. You've got to work on the mainstream. You have to be.
You didn't sound like you're saying.
That's my answer.
I thought you were saying it, then I realized you weren't.
My answer is.
I think the mainstream is kind of like the Pentagon. That every half been trying to levitate.
Same. Yeah,
let's
I know.
Levitate
like
the mainstream.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, read your poem.
Okay.
Anyway, don't worry about it.
Art doesn't care about mainstream or counterculture, any of that shit. Art just cares about art, so read your poem.
Okay.
Good answer. Be where you are. That's the thing.
Be where you are.
Be where I am. That's the thing. If I'm mainstream, I should be here. If you're where you are, be where you are. That's it.
And read a good poem to bless the night.
Raising a good group.
Mark.
Okay. I'm listening.
The mainstream almost put me in my grave. Fuck the mainstream. I'm serious.
I'll answer you right back. There's only one cosmos. Don't look at the cosmos in a divided way. Never look at the cosmos.
Good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah. He scores that one, man.
There's only one cosmos.
I give him that one.
There's only one cosmos. Try to adjust.
Practice undifferentiation.
In other words, try to adjust to where you should be in terms of one cosmos.
But among other things,
I will give Ray credit for this tonight.
Yeah.
Ray tonight, not necessarily on other nights, but on this one,
is
spiritually is right on the money.
Right on the money.
Okay.
I'll read the poem.
Good.
I'll let you read.
Okay. The roots are incapable of descent.
I'm sorry.
I'll start again. The roots are incapable of descent. In a long, wordless second, they speak of exultant rest. For nothing is more certain than the Buddhahood of trees, which cannot deceive regarding a single moment. No, not even the last of the earth.
I think that makes your argument most effectively, Mark. I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Okay, my turn. Gentlemen, I need your guitar again. I'm going to need your guitar. Now, Jim, I'm going to set up for all of my gathered friends here the moment when I wrote this poem. I was in a hotel in the lobby in Boston, and I was sitting, and it had been a hard week like you had. I was sitting in a lounge in a soft chair, and I was tired. And then went floating by me a beautiful young woman, and I thought, you know, God manifests in many ways. Some of them are trees, some of them are women, some of them are friendship, some of them are song. But I've got to not worry about my hard work week. I've got to worry about now, and the wonder of now, and the beauty that I've just seen manifest before me. And I've got to write a poem to commemorate that. And I wrote this poem to commemorate that moment at that place. This is called Making the Lyre. And a lyre is an old-fashioned kind of guitar. So it's appropriate for that guitar. This poem begins with an epigraph from Rainer Maria Rilke, which reads, "Behold, O innermost man, your innermost maiden, fought for and won from thousands of natures, she that was only one up till now, and never as yet a creature beloved. One. Secret unfoldings of pulse amidst the crude talking surfaces, a dream cruising along coalescence, blood, youth, dimensions of sensation, stripped of movement, merely a girl god, merely a star, awaiting a live meal. I want to taste her lips as they are tasting. I want to follow her into evanescence. 2. She flings the thrill of wet stars across what is hard. She dapples difficulty, steers thrust, conceals her absence among shadows. But forgetting and falling, she becomes again a language conceived for acquiescence. She is bitten, eaten, chewed, but nothing changes. Everything burns down. 3. Toward midnight, she is less rising eyes and swimming smiles, taut explosion. Her dew is drying, making ready, finding the larger cups, the durable reservoirs. She is the snap of metal, hands measuring the fence's limit, doubts face to the wall. What shall be, her flesh has long been told. Her back is stoical, but her blood is tickled with peeping dreams. 4. Unwrapped in the darkness, she chases the moment's desire. Contrived to open, to receive, she fits among hands and mouth. She waits for the universe's eyes to approve her, hovers lightly near falseness. Something about to bloom in this world, something about to die. 5. Her lover, levitating amongst her forest of pink-cheeked dream music. The urge to caress, the power to ripen, the compulsion to own, to cage and burn, to say you are her, and you are not her, and I love you, and bend back more. To find her last shadow, her heart trembling, dress her in acquiescence, and a new name. 6. She moans, breezes of notes, a bruised being, a struck thing, a cage of women laughter, no blood stirring where not bone directed. She is a feline convulsing from buttermilk and conquest, revived when pelvis is lock and blur, now sinking, now revived when newly clutched. 7. Morning. Resurrection. Consequences of dream. Nude. Soft. Her sister is on a canvas. Remembering. Love. Her door is bright again. A young day. Open hands. Covered in eyes again. Her body is still young. Its surface unmarked. She is learning to ride the universe. It will play her henceforth. She will learn to be played.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. I'm coming back. I've got something to say.
Cool. You want a cigarette after that one?
Hmm?
A cigarette after that one?
Sure.
I'm having an orgasm.
Right? I haven't written some poetry really anymore.
Huh?
I haven't written some poetry really.
Yeah.
There are a lot of girls.
Yeah.
Looking better. They're all strangers, so I don't know any of them.
Early one morning, the sun was shining out, it was raining today. Wondering if she'd change it all, if her hair was still wet. Her folks, they said that her life to get that shawl was gonna be rough. Never be like my Missouri dress, on this back with words in it. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain.
Hey, the wife's not here. It's all right. The wife's not here.
There you go.
I smoke cigars in the bar.
Wife's not here. We both
stay.
We
soon
be home. Ray, I'm glad the gin, I guess, but I
used
a little too much
for. Ray, burning it out west.
Ray, I'm better adjusted to the world. I'm better adjusted to the world. I am. In the Plainville, I'm the cool cat.
You are.
I missed you.
I miss you too.
Yeah. You're here now.
I'll admit it. When you got all into the guild and all into all that crap, I missed. You know, I didn't care for that. When it comes to you, you with the rock and roll, you with the literature, come on. That's you and me.
Yeah.
That's you and me. When I make my writing's been flat.
It'll
my
back.
Collages, my tape collages, oh baby. Oh,
wonderful.
My tape collages have been soaring, have been awesome, have been terrific. I put the primos to shame. My tape collages are hot.
Good.
This the thing James got, whoa, look out.
Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And that's a lot. That's a lot. I think an AR flies from up there, I'll go on. I don't resent playing ball. The point is, I sort of have a, let me put it this way. Your Britain bars are crappy. Flambo bars are the old, let me say it. Flambo bars are the old style bar. They weed out, you know them by name. The bartender, old fashioned, he smokes pot. He can't make a beat of smoke pot. He smokes pot. Everybody knows each other by name, the old school. Cool,
good.
Cool Flambo bar. It's like everybody's in the old school and the bartender smokes pot secretly in the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Sounds like Rosie O'Grady's.
It's like the 60s.
Rosie's.
Plainville is like the old age. This place, forget it. I can't hang out here. You go here, you gotta wash your back, no good. You understand? Plainville? You went to Plainville, I don't know if you get along with the bartender, but...
He smokes pot, I would.
He tries to get me to smoke pot.
I'd smoke pot with him.
He's a regular guy. He watches the games, he's an old-fashioned guy, and he smokes pot. I don't smoke pot. Plainville, I'm the really old-fashioned. The point is, it's a great bar.
Good.
Everybody knows each other by name.
Good.
Not like here.
Good.
Everybody knows each other by name, I hang out. That's the point. Flamble is like the 60s and the 70s. That's what I mean. That's what it is.
There was music in the cafes at night, revolution in the air. Flames and fun inside of him died. Everything he owned and he froze up inside. Well, out and I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like the bird that flew. Tangled up in blue.
Can we do an R.E.M. song? I want to do R.E.M. with you.
Yes.
I want to do R.E.M. with you.
Okay.
I do. They burn my respect.
Some are mathematicians, some are competent wives. I know how they're all started, I don't know what they do with their lives. Me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. Make me feel in sight from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue.
So this was like more or less like it. It wasn't enough poetry though. We can like continue. Shred.
Yeah.
You sleep?
All right. The point I'm gonna make before I go is that the human race consists of two species.
You've already made that point.
Before you have completion, you've got two.
I agree with you.
Two.
No one's denying it.
Before you know the 60s, you gotta have two here.
Well, who is denying what you're saying? No one is denying what you're saying.
I know.
Well, what is your argument then?
My argument is just that I enjoyed the night. I enjoyed it. I needed it. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Good.
But the point of the matter is that in 69, you have males and females. The point is...
You still have males and females.
Guys, I need that room.
All right. If you guys are going to get entrance in the 90s, you got to let some... All right. I'm going to say it. What is that?
Okay, glass.
If you're gonna enter into. If you're gonna enter into the 90s, you've got to listen to the artistic expression of females.
Mark.
The artistic expression of females.
Mark.
You gotta listen.
Mark, you don't know my wife. You don't know anything about me.
So shut the fuck up. Okay?
Put it away! Put it away!
So go away. Just leave. Leave.
Males leave. Should not be so righteous toward females.
Please, please, go home. Go home to your wife. Go home to your wife.
No!
Looking for the
jump. Your wife? Are you going to be about females and not go home to her?
I'm saying you.
You don't know anything about me, pal. You don't know anything about me. You don't know shit about me. You don't know where I live. You don't know what the fuck I'm about. You don't know anything about me. So get the fuck away from me. Don't start accusing me of shit. I will kill you. Get the fuck away from me.
I love you, but make your peace.
I don't love you. Get the fuck out of my face.
Make your peace.
Get out of my face, you faggot-ass motherfucker! I'll get, kick the shit out of you!
There.
I feel better now. Thanks, Jim.
Well, that felt good.
Mark, get the fuck away from me.
No.
Get the fuck away from me. You don't know anything about my fucking life! You haven't known anything about my life in years! You don't know if I have women in my life. You don't know if I have anything in my life. So get the fuck away from me! Don't tell me about femaleness. Don't tell me about anything. Don't tell me about my fucking life. You don't know about my life. You left the Jellicle Guild 3 years ago. You don't know anything about me. So get the fuck away from me before Jim doesn't hold me back and I kick the shit out of you. Don't tell me shit! Don't tell me shit. Don't tell me shit. Don't get self-righteous. I will kick the fucking shit out of you! Don't tell me about
Mark,
me!
Please,
you don't know me anymore!
Mark, please.
You don't know me anymore! You don't know me anymore! Say, I don't know Ray Stewart anymore! I don't know Ray Stewart anymore! I don't know what he writes, I don't know what he reads, I don't know where he lives, I don't know where he works, I don't know what he is. I don't give a fuck. I rejected him 3 years ago, and then I come back for no good reason to interview with his fucking shit because I'm sentimental and I'm fucked up!
No.
Get away, fucking... I'll kick the fucking shit out of you! Get out of here!
I can't hold it, man. You are right.
No!
No! I can't.
Mark, I tell Beth for 4 fucking showings of you now because I was sentimental.
You gotta think
this
about
is
women!
Don't tell me what I think about women.
Alright!
Don't tell me what I think about women! Don't tell me what I think about women! Don't tell me what I think about women! You don't know what I think about women! Don't tell me! Just go home. Go home, you know, before I hurt you. I'm gonna hurt you.